My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss that the endgame between Davin and his scammer Belinda has changed, and where it could be going. So listen and enjoy.
Well, Jose, with everything they do, I don't think that they are uncomfortable doing anything. That's a good point, because these guys are just going for the money, so they'll talk about your dick if that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I still think, you know, because there's enough evidence. We know there's a girl involved.
There is a girl involved, and it sounds, her conversational style sounds feminine to me.
And it's been consistent for a while
now.
It's been the same one for a while. Yeah. And that's what people who deal with a lot of scammers say, like, you can tell when they swap out.
Yeah.
And we've had that.
There have definitely been different people dealing with your account.
And I've called them on it. Check the file.
Which is hilarious.
Warning.
Danger. Call the manager. There's a spill. A cleanup on
aisle. Well, I said that. You better call management. I said that to them.
Cleanup on aisle Mugo.
Yeah. Aisle Mugo. It's a hot porn name.
Yeah.
Aisle Mugo. All right. She goes, well, writing stuff is one of your talents, so it's good. I go, thanks. Not sure how talented I am, but thanks. So she says, you know, don't doubt yourself. I go, thank you. That is sweet. I appreciate you trying to improve my mood. I have to go to the post office. I will be back in about an hour if you wish to chat further.
I'm just picturing what you're going to do at the post office.
Okay. She goes, okay, then let me take this time to continue with my sewing. Hope I can make it in an hour to take care. We chat a lot, me and her.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I go, take care, babe. Babe, good luck with the sewing. I'm sure it will come out great when you're finished. She goes, thank you, and smile. We see each other later. She says, good evening. I said, hey, babe. She goes, how did it go at the post office? I said, the children enjoyed my penis.
A fun time was had by all.
I said, I told them enough, though. I need to save some for Belinda.
Oh, God. Wow.
What?
No, but
let's stop.
What do you mean, what? You're talking about children playing with their penis. What?
But let's stop. Whatever this person is, we're assuming it's a girl, but whoever this is what they dig about me.
I know, because they'll say anything.
Yeah. Like, I this is the craziness. This is the good part of the insanity that a fake Davin is.
Well, what Joe has said many times, you're the best part of this person's day.
I like to think I'm the best part of everybody's day.
Continue.
Including my penis. Yeah.
That is the best part.
Pass it on. She goes, ah, I see. Glad they liked it.
Yes.
Interesting work. Yeah. Yes. Right? You're right over there, Helix.
Sorry. I had a brain fart because I was reading something in the chat and responding to you at the same time, and I didn't respond appropriately to either of you, actually.
What was it in the chat?
Well, they were just saying, you know, that the person is good at remembering.
No, the person's not good at remembering. The person's been dealing with me.
Yeah.
Trust me, we know when they don't remember. I know when this one doesn't remember, and I hold her to it.
No, I think what I'm sorry. I think what they're saying. What? I'm not sure what that means. But I think what they're saying.
Is it an African name?
No, WC Joe. What does that mean?
White cock. White cock, Joe. White cock.
White cock, Joe.
White cock, Joe. You know what that means, Joe. Do what you do. Do what you're supposed to do.
No, I had said, you know, Joe pointed out that with everything they do, they're, you know, that they're not uncomfortable doing anything. But he wanted to say, yeah, you're talking to a girl, but a girl on their payroll.
Sure.
And Morgane agreed. I said, yeah, but Davin hasn't forgotten that point.
No, I haven't. I know it's a girl on the payroll.
Yeah.
But still, you can tell when business is business.
Right, right.
It's not like I'm fooled by any of this. It's not like I don't know what's coming. But I'm remember, I think the game has changed. I think originally the game was a computer.
Yes.
And then it was money. I think at some point, before the money was coming,
yep.
For whatever reason, they decided they liked me.
Yep.
And now the game is, get this chick married to me.
Which is crazy.
Get this chick married to me.
Yeah.
So that, you know, she's taken care of. If she has a kid, that makes sense. And then we can send money back to her family.
Right.
That is much more lucrative.
Yeah, it would be in the long run, sure.
And that might be the game. And there's a chance that part of this game is she's actually grown to like what this person is. Because remember, this person that fake Davin is has shown her more tenderness and love, even
right.
with all the insanity, than the average African guy is going to show her.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, from what I understand, the women are treated like crap.
Yeah.
Especially if she does have the kid.
Well, yeah, right. And I guess especially if what she finds is that her society is full of these people that are just like scammers and are so bitter.
Well, I don't think she cares about that. But it's like, all right, this money, this guy's not terrible. I could probably live a life with him.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I just...
And remember, hours and hours and hours have been spent with each other.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, we spend more hours talking than most married couples do.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's very time-consuming to talk about my penis.
That's what Mr. Helix just said.
It's very time-consuming talking about my penis?
Yes, exactly. Word for word.
Good on you, Mr. Helix. Man, don't get any on you. Anyway, so she goes, she's glad that they liked it. I go, how's the sewing going? She goes, finished with Rita's dress. Have two more to go. I go, sweet. If you get a chance to take a picture so you can, send it to me when you have some time. I would love to see your stitch work. Now I'm looking for evidence.
Oh, nice.
That was an evidentiary move right there.
That was smart.
Yeah. She goes, okay, we'll do that. I go, great. Any chance we can do the video chat this week, or are you too busy with the sewing? She goes, if I finish on time, we will do before I leave.
Wow.
I go, okay, great. She goes, so what'd you get at the post office? I go, mail, of course. She goes, okay.
It's like, duh, I can't believe I asked that.
Yeah. She goes, good night, hun. Love you and take care. I said, are you leaving me? She goes, I'm feeling sleepy. I go, good night, babe. Sweet dreams. So what do you think of all that?
I think that it's really interesting that this person is spending this much time talking to you. Even if the end game is, you know, a big ticket item, you know, marrying her off and sending her so that she can be, you know, right here to get the money from you to send home.
I got a question because my memory's not so good as we know.
Yeah.
I know she asked for money when the guy was feeding her lines, when we were video chatting. Well, not money, but she wanted the ring.
She wanted a ring.
And then she wanted me to buy her a computer.
Yes.
When the guy was feeding her lines.
Yes.
Has she, in a long time, asked me for anything? And I think it points to Joe's thing. Well, she's on the payroll.
Yes.
The boss is there.
Right.
Feeding her lines.
Yeah.
Get a computer. Get some jewelry. That's the boss is feeding her lines. When she's with me, she's on the clock, but the boss isn't overlooking her. So she's having fun.
Right.
She's
right.
enjoying herself, maybe falling for me, but certainly not under the pressure, at least yet, to get the payoff.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.